Well, good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday evening question and answer.
This conference is being recorded.
We also have a simulcast with the conference call. Please, if you have any questions, go ahead and quickly get them in. And I'm going to turn this over to Wynn. Everybody have a nice evening.
Only if you want
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, Donna.
Take it away, Wynn.
All right. Hey, it's Pearl here. Pearl, are you here?
No, but Chris in Memphis is.
I didn't ask for you. Just be quiet.
How old that is, Wynn?
Oh.
Now I recognize him.
Oh, well.
Wynn just hurt me in my heart.
I'll take a personal encounter.
I did not, Chris.
Hello?
All right. We're recording now, and this is 11/11/2015. Hi there, somebody just came in. Who is that? If you want to say hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Hi there. Okay. Is Terry on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there.
Yes.
You remind me of the Beatles song. You know what song she reminds me of?
Hello.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
That's the Doors.
Oh, sorry. Got the wrong song.
Was that Will? God. Will, I never realized how ignorant you were.
No, now you know. The secret is out.
Some
things are best left alone.
It's a good thing we're getting along.
I'm moving to Oregon, Wynn.
You're learning the organ?
Moving.
That was good.
Yeah. Everybody's on your side, Wynn.
No, they're not.
I'm not.
It was between Arizona and Oregon and joining a wellness clinic in San Jose, and I went to Ashland. I found the perfect little house in Oregon. Thank you. I'm real excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, just make sure you have
smoke
a big backyard.
Why? I don't even want to ask, but why?
My place
here is going to go up for sale because it's a half an acre and it's life sustaining. There's every month of the year there is something fresh on the trees that will sustain life for that month. Mm. Right now it's pomegranates and persimmons, and there's still some apples left.
Awesome.
Oranges are starting to get ripe. If you know anybody wants to move to Southern California, give them my phone number.
If you want to move to Southern California and be out in the sticks, you better say that. Right?
Yeah, out in the sticks. Yeah, it's rural. But a lot of people live here and drive into L.A. and work, then drive back out here. One car goes by every 3 hours. Two or three planes go over a day. That's it. I mean, and at night the stars are just bright. Beautiful. You ought to bring Terry and move here and run your thing out here.
And no chemtrails, right?
Got a family's got an old one.
That's not
all. Callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right. You're all gone. I muted you all. And Terry, you're there, right?
I'm here.
Hello?
Well, my favorite Thai restaurant chef was supposed to be here tonight. She's not.
You have a bad echo.
I have a bad echo?
Yes. So does Terry.
Oh, really?
You know what? There's all these people that should be muted that are not. Hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Pearl, are you
Echo's
there?
On you, too, Donna.
Well.
Going, Pearl.
And you, too, Ron. Yes.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. Terry, you don't hear an echo now, do you?
Maybe a little. I hear an echo on me.
Yes.
I wonder why. Should I call back in?
No, wait a second. Let me see. Donna. Donna?
Yes.
Are you 406? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, let me try muting you and see if the echo goes away. Testing? How's that, Terry?
Still there.
Okay,
I got an echo, too. I can hear it.
Let me see if there's someone else here. There's another one.
Muted.
Is there an echo now?
No.
You got rid of it.
Yeah.
Ron, I think that was you, okay? Your phone was on a speakerphone or something. And you know what? I did not send out a mailing today because there was something wrong with the internet, okay? So just letting you know, people always get mad at me and they say, why do you send them out so late? Well, because I don't like to make commitments. It's like I have to make sure I want to do the call tonight, okay? But nonetheless, maybe I'll send out a generic one on early on the days of the calls. It just doesn't say what it's going to be about, anything like that, okay? Let me see if there's any important questions we missed tonight. You know, Jay Wilder, who listens to our calls fairly regularly, said something that was kind of interesting the other day, and I thought I'd pass it on. And Jay has had a lot of experience with going to India, studying with gurus and masters there. And, you know, sometimes he runs by in his mind the stuff we do. Sorry, you're breathing into the phone. The stuff we do right against some of their stuff, okay? And, of course, Terry and I are not masters, except at being, what are we masters of, Terry? Terry's a master of being dyslexic.
Right.
And I'm a master.
When?
I don't think he realizes it's gone.
Right. He's going to have to, he's not at the house, so he's going to have to figure it out on his own.
Okay.
I was looking at, I used to live in Oregon. I lived in Portland, Oregon for a lot of years. And Ashland has a beautiful Shakespeare special festival, at least it did when I was over there. And it's well known for the Shakespeare Festival.
It still has that, Terry. It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful town.
Yes.
You'll have to come up and visit me sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you to some plays.
Yeah. Your place in Southern California sounded really good with those oranges and the pomegranates and the apples, and that sounded really, really good.
When I moved in here, it was just a barren place, and what I wanted to do was create a place where if the whole economy failed, you would be able to survive on this little half acre, and I've gotten that established, but the thing is, I've had my 72nd birthday, and I just can't keep up with taking care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that I grew up on a farm, and there were farms nearby, and on a small acreage, they were able to support their whole family and raise kids, and they would go to market every day and grow watermelons, and they had crops they go take to market and get it, you know. Sometimes I went with them, get there about 4 in the morning.
That's a nice way to grow up. Nice way to grow up.
Yeah, it is. It's like I'd help them plant the watermelons and ride on the back of the sprayer sometimes when they were spraying. Oh, cabbage and pick cucumbers and wheat cucumbers.
So, and what I want now is I don't feel safe driving anymore because I am getting older. I want to be in the city where I can walk to everything. I don't want to drive and be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashland is small enough that I've got a house in the middle of town. I can walk to everything, and that and here you're so far out. It's beautiful if you know, if you're young and healthy and raising kids. It's a wonderful place to live, but it takes 6 minutes to drive into town.
How much?
6.5 minutes. I've timed it.
Uh-huh. Well, we live in Sedona, and everything is very, very near here. We can just quickly drive to the stores. There's a bunch of stores. There's a I think there's 3 Starbucks.
Sedona is an incredibly beautiful place. What has happened to Wynn? Is he coming back?
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should try and call him to wake him up to the fact that he's not on.
Well, that if you
he's probably on a roll and doesn't realize that he's got off.
Right. Yeah. That's the nice part about being in the same house. Like, I can just poke my head in the door and tell him he's off, but he's in a different location right now.
Well, you know, Turner, we've been being hit by all kinds of rays from the sun, so it may be that the phone service just went down.
Well, it's also 11-11-11.
Oh.
The 11th day of the 11th month.
Yep.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm going to call him now.
Well, right. Donna and Ron can handle it.
Yeah.
While you're gone.
Yeah. I think we got everybody else unmuted too, don't we?
No, I unmuted myself. I know how to do it because I'm on moderator.
Yeah, well, I unmuted myself, but this is the first time it's ever worked when I was muted by the control panel.
Did you call in on the moderator code?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Sometimes they can set it to where you cannot unmute, and then sometimes you can unmute. It all depends.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that we put in the light about the one person that's having trouble with their kidneys. So everybody, if you'd be kind enough to, maybe I can get Dominanda to come on and tell about that a little bit. Just, you know, hit star 6 Dominanda and come on and say.
I'm here.
Okay. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that person?
Yeah, Bobby Ito is my friend, lives next door. And he went to the dentist, and they pulled some teeth, and he got an infection. They gave him antibiotics. He had a bad reaction to the antibiotics, and then he got kidney disease and edema. already had heart problems anyway, and so he thinks he's going to die if he doesn't get healed soon. And we've been trying to do everything we can to heal him, like giving him juices and Epsom salt baths. But he's not healing.
I've been fighting cancer, and I've had the most success with cannabis oil suppositories. You don't get stoned if you take it as suppositories, and I'll tell you, I'm healing now that I started taking the cannabis suppositories.
What I'd like to do at this moment is take a moment and have everybody else take a moment and put this person into the light to help them. The more of us who do that, the more help.
What is his name again?
Baba Ito.
Baba Ito.
Yeah.
And he's where?
Boulder Creek, California.
Okay.
Says he's the Messiah, so he's been helping save the world.
Yeah. So why don't we all take a moment and think about this person and put them in the light to help them.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for helping.
I am back.
All right. Good, Lynn. I'm glad you're back.
And I will watch.
I'm going to go call you.
I will watch my meter, okay?
Okay.
And all right.
All right. I'm going to start 6 again.
Great. I'm just getting in our last question here. Just a moment. Okay.
I don't know if Terry's come back. She went to go call you.
Oh, I know she did. She's back.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm back.
Great. Terry, is a matriarchal society one that's dominated by females?
Yes.
That's where the women boss the men around?
Was what?
That's where the women boss the men around.
The women are in charge.
They make the rules and the laws, yeah.
Morgan, would you mute yourself, please? You know, reptilians, then, are kind of a matriarchal society, right?
I don't know. Why are reptiles female?
Well, because they have the female, the queen female, and everyone worships female there. You know, as I understand it, okay?
But I don't know enough about it.
Let's go into our questions tonight. And thank you all for being patient with us. And I'm going to keep an eye on my meter. Hang on a second. On the console, so that if I suddenly don't see myself, I'll know that I dropped out. Okay. So, I'm going to call in the light. If anyone's new on the call, this is really, it's always, I consider it an experiment in the sense that we have invisible voices talking to us that say they're from somewhere else. And I think, but we can't prove it. I think they are, and people have kind of miraculous phenomena by being on these calls, and it's hard to put into words unless you show up, and sometimes you have to show up for a while before you get it, and but their energy is on the call, and it's in between my words. Many people have had experiences of connecting with the energy of these two groups' souls in a very loving experience. And when you connect with them, it feels like you are expanded. And Terry, I was talking about that whole thing about karma. Did I finish that?
I don't remember you talking about it.
About timelines and getting above the timelines of your karma? Can you hear me say
no.
that?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, I'm not going to say it now. Say it another time, because it's just something Jay mentioned that I thought was good. But I probably
mentioned Jay, and then you dropped out.
I see. Yeah. I'm not going to go back into it. Let's just bring in the light. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerns. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke the group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we invoke a group energy connection that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we come in and notice individuals who are on this call, and we are available to ones who listen on the replay line whenever they listen. We do not come through the telephone line. We do not come through the BBS radio. It is only the voice that comes through there. We are available. We are tuned directly in to each and every person who wishes to have connection made with them. And we are honored to be able to assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First of all, Lonnie in Corona, California, asked the question, have I ever lived in a matriarchal society? I've always been interested in this subject. And while I am secure in my femininity, I am a tomboy at heart who would choose mowing the lawn over vacuuming the carpet. Thank you. Bonnie in Corona.
Thank you. We do see that in a past one-on-one life, you were in a matriarchal society. The society transfers back and forth, at times being matriarchal and at times being paternal, and you were in both in different past lives. So the answer is yes, you did live in a matriarchal society, and you may have memories coming through, flashes of what it was like to be a leader in as a female in a matriarchal society and to experience the companionship with other women in a matriarchal society. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Rosia in Toronto. My father just died last night, and I am wondering if he's gone to a better place. And if he knows that I am sorry that I did not visit him yesterday. And I'm sure she wants to send blessings to her father.
Thank you. Your father has not quite realized his situation. If you have the opportunity to visit him and speak with him, you can get through to him and comfort him, and he will hear you, although you may not be able to hear his thought answers. He has not realized his situation, and so if you visit him even after everything that's happened to him and speak to him, it will comfort him.
Thank you. I am sure she's asking in her head, how do I do that?
She's asking what?
In her head. She's thinking, how do I contact my father? I'll just ask it as a general question. If someone close to you has passed, how can you contact them the best way to make connection?
If you can still visit the body, you can sit next to him and speak. If it is past that time and you cannot visit the body, you can speak to the spirit of your father. You can tune in, remember something about him, remember his frequency, remember what he looks like, and then speak to the image. Speak to the memory, speak to the frequency, the soul signature of your father, and he will give it.
Thank you. Joshua in Itasca, Texas. He asked about a personal connection to Jesus and his work. This is a question that he asked in one of our calls, and one of the things in the answer was that I called for Jesus before. If it's for the good of all, can I know more about why and how I called on Jesus?
Thank you. Jesus is a powerful force, a powerful, loving, wise energy that you can speak to. It is taught in the church Sunday school. It is written about in books, and it is a factor an energy factor that exists in society. You can tune in and receive comfort from Jesus as you connect with him wherever you may be. You also have some past experience in an earlier life with connecting with Jesus, which makes the pathway easier.
In his previous connection, I'm sure he's thinking this, did he connect with Jesus in the body or in some religious structure after Jesus left the throne?
You're asking if he was with Jesus at the time of Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah, I hope it's okay to ask that.
If that is his question, help him ask it.
All right. I'm sure he's going to ask it, so. All right, thank you. Question, and I just took a subset of this question. When somebody calls on Jesus, what happens?
It depends upon the frequency in which they are asking, the strength of the intention. It depends upon the will of the person asking, the desire of the person asking to connect. When we think of all the range of expletives that have been used in some of the expletives, there is not the connection, and there is not even a desire for the connection. It depends upon the desire and the strength of the intention of the person asking, whether they really wish to connect or not.
Thank you. Next question is from Rich Buckley in Livermore, I believe. Okay. If I ask a question for which I'm not ready to learn the answer, I understand. You've answered many of my questions, and there has been a conscious gaining of knowledge and hopefully wisdom added to my awareness. I recently became certified in past life regression hypnotism, a culmination point of a decade of research. I am trained to serve as a dedicated guide. Very respectful of the clients. Let me see that noise. Excuse me. Okay, we got it. When I am able, very respectful of the client's needs at all times. He's talking about when he's hypnotizing someone. When I am able to call forth and speak to the client's subconscious voice, after the client has entered deep data level trance, am I normally communicating to a voice speaking from within the elements of, or within an affiliate of, or within the network of your group consciousness when speaking to my client's subconscious voice? I think I am, in that all seems very positive, wise, aware, and perhaps multidimensional. All beyond my understanding. Could you offer comments, please? So I believe what Rich is saying, that when somebody goes into a hypnotic trance, to him, it looks like they're channeling, because he's asking if it's a network of the group consciousness, or what is it when that happens? Thank you.
Thank you. Within the memory banks of the individual, there are multiple layers of subconscious and lower self, which have been traveling with the individual generally for millions of years. You are going into the deep subconscious of the individual and allowing the individual to bring forth deep memories from their past. Thank you.
Thank you. In general, is there any downside to hypnotic regression, or does it depend on the therapist, or is it just the technique?
It depends upon the therapist. However, in looking at your connection with the client, you are giving it respect and doing it correctly. So we look further. You are giving it all possible chances of success without detriment. We do see that one, when doing regression, can get into situations where in the person's consciousness it is hard for them to accept at times in certain individuals.
Thank you. Cleo in New Canaan, Connecticut, asked the question, and this is like one of those historical questions, and oftentimes, even though there probably is an answer, they don't want to answer it. They may defer because on these kinds of questions, people are invested in the answer, and it's not worth going against people's investments, you know? But I'll let them decide how they want to handle it. I have always been interested in the Shroud of Turin and the mystery. Surrounding it. Could you please ask our sources if it indeed was the burial cloth of Jesus? DNA testing has proven that the blood on the cloth is human. But the puzzling question is, how was the image of the body cloth was encased in transferred into the body from the body onto the cloth? In addition, Italian researchers have now discovered that the cloth have been made in India and contains DNA from all over the world. If this was Jesus' burial cloth, would this have indicated that the fabric belonged to Jesus before his death and traveled around the world with him? Thank you. Now, Cleo, let me just say, you know, Carla Rucker used to talk about something she called transient questions. Was the question true 10,000 years from now as it is now? In other words, was it a fundamental principle of the universe? And that when you ask questions that were transient, which meant they were limited in time, then you would tend to have more disposition to attract a negative source. So I'm letting this question go in. It's kind of a transient question. And with all that fanfare, I'm going to turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. The first part of the answer is, how did the image get transferred to the cloth? When the very powerful energies, and not only the powerful energies, but made more powerful by the circumstances of the death, as the we look for the right word, as the individual leaves his body and his aura, his field, as he has loosened his grip on the body, his field is connected strongly and creates a photographic impression upon the cloth. There is much electrical energy in this situation, and it has allowed the cloth to pick up the energy, thus duplicating the energy in the cloth and present in the cloth. We do not see that it was cloth that was traveling with Jesus to India. There were trading, there was trading at the time, and we do see that the cloth, both before and after the incident, has picked up residues of DNA in from different areas. That is our answer.
Thank you. So, if you want to answer, was it in fact Jesus that was in the Shroud of Turin that made those marks on it?
Give us a moment. We do not at this time wish to relay the answer.
Thank you. Next question is from Michael Adler. As most of us know, my feline friend Sam transitioned about a month ago. My guide told me at first that he was with them. Later, I heard Sam ask me where his water glass was. Sam used to show up exactly as our team shifts would begin, and he would vocalize. Just recently, one of our team shift members told us she heard his meow at our last meeting. So my question is Sam progressing as he is supposed to be progressing, or is it okay if it is okay for him to be showing up now and then I'd like to also express my gratitude for all the assistance given.
We answer that it is part of Sam's progression to show up and to make contact in the format in which he is conditioned and used to. So he is progressing individually in his own way. When one asks, is one progressing the way that they are supposed to or normally, there are certain markers that one can see, and we see that he is developing gifts in reaching from his situation into the situation he is used to. Is Wynn on the line?
I am on the line. I did drop out, but I'm back. All right. Next question. No. It's from Dave in Grove City. Minerals are mentioned frequently. Now, I just want to mention that Terry does an awful lot of studying of health. And oftentimes when there's a question like this, there's a certain amount of bleed-through from Terry's, seems to me, there's a certain amount of bleed-through from Terry's conscious self. And although usually it has its own validity as well, or sometimes her conscious self bleeds through into the other stuff. So just always use your discretion on these answers, in fact, all of the answers, that it should resonate with you. And the question is, minerals are mentioned frequently, but I haven't heard any recommendations or supplements. Are common products like Centrum vitamins fine? Dave Farringer, Rose City. Thank you.
Thank you. We would recommend a study of the nutrients Centrum and see what minerals that it has. Does it have selenium, which is important? Does it have magnesium? Does it have calcium? There are a number of minerals that are very important to health. And there have been studies upon what minerals are connected with the deficiency diseases when there is a lack of certain minerals. We see that one doctor that has studied this area is Joel Wallach. And we recommend you do your own homework and study the area also, as minerals are very important.
Thank you. Let me see if we have one more question tonight to go to. And on, just for the record, if you ask a question, and we didn't answer it tonight or any night, you can resubmit it. And if you keep resubmitting it, I usually get to it, because it shows there's a high intent on your part to get the answer. And I kind of pick 10 questions, or at least I try to pick questions, sometimes based on the personal urgencies that people are going through, sometimes on questions that would have the largest group appeal, and then sometimes on healing. And but usually if you keep asking a question, it indicates to me it's important to you to get the answer, and we'll get to it. And we're like, time to close the call, 7:54, 6:54, I should say, Pacific time. And I thank every one of you for being here and supporting the energy of this work and this connection, and all of you who have sent me emails that have changed your lives as a result of what we're doing. And on that note, thank you, Donna. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Hives. And I'm going to unmute everybody. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Great
night, thank
everybody.
You, Wynn. Bye.
Love to everybody.
Thank you.